This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to follow one more live voice memo here as we take off, as I get back to the ATX. It's that we have come so far together, ladies and gentlemen. We've exposed the globalist paradigm of sociopaths and psychopaths, not understanding emotion, but trying to manipulate ours. And when we buy into it mindlessly, because we have emotion, we have a soul, we have conscience, they can win. But when we sit back like they do, coldly looking at what they're actually doing and who stands to benefit, we still have our emotion, we still have our soul, but we're able to shift into the psychopath mode, the sociopath mode, and ask, as the Romans would, who benefits? And now with Smollett and the Covington kids and all these other hoaxes, coming out, Blasey Ford, the list goes on and on, the Air Force Academy, on and on, their whole paradigm is blown. That's what's so exciting. So I salute you, I thank you, and just keep spreading the word. We're going to win. We're under attack because we're over the target. We're over the target. We know how to defeat the globalists, and you, the audience, are part of the InfoWar. So spread the live links, InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer now in studio for Alex Jones in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars World Headquarters. Now, look, I'm still trying to analyze all the angles here, but you have to understand that InfoWars' role in news coverage is very unique. And we don't just look at stories as isolated incidents around here. And so when I see the Jesse Smollett hoax totally fall apart, when I see them blaming it on him complaining he didn't make enough money, I don't buy that. And you have all the images of him with all of these Democrats at all these different rallies. I mean, the guy was a Democrat operative. That's not a conspiracy theory. Jussie Smollett is a Democrat operative. Now, whether the Democrats were pulling the strings on this hoax crime is another story that is yet to be investigated, and it will be investigated. And in fact, it is being investigated. In fact, the FBI in Chicago may even have to get involved in this, folks. But we'll see about all that. Now, in the meantime, as we're looking into all of that, was Kamala Harris involved? Was Adam Schiff involved? Heck, was Barack Obama involved? We've caught Bob Kramer and Aaron Black and other Democrats red-handed staging events and planning riots. So we know that goes on. Smollett got caught red-handed. But in the aftermath, knowing how these things work, knowing how the news cycle works, knowing how the mainstream media works, I look at two stories that are coming out today that we really have to sit here and wonder. Now, the first is out of San Francisco. Exclusive. Surveillance camera catches presumed MAGA supporter vandalizing San Francisco home. Now, this individual has an impeached Trump sign on his porch and allegedly has eggs thrown at his house, but he won't talk to police. He'll only talk to media, and he blurs his face, and the video they show of the quote-unquote suspect is hardly suspect at all. Then you look at the notes that were left for him, and it's not the type of writing you would expect. I'll just put it that way. So now we're looking at this, wondering if this is a hoax. And boy, oh boy, if you have a hoax meter, folks, it's redlining on this one. But we'll find out, perhaps. And then you have the big one. The U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant, who they're now saying is a white nationalist, conservative, survivalist, with a large weapons cache, was trying to kill almost every last person on Earth, according to the story on MSN and other news outlets. Now, again, we talked about this yesterday, but we knew that they would be staging attacks to blame Trump, blame conservatives, blame Republicans, blame military members, people that have survival gear. I mean, all of this stuff And so we're now in these throes right now. And so everything has to be looked at under a microscope, folks, but the mainstream media just wants to demonize America.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm really not sure how to properly depict and analyze what's happening right now in America. But I guess it's not really up to me, is it? It's up to the American people to see what's going on here. Now, we are about to air the entire press conference today from the Chicago Police, which the Chicago Police Department detectives just yeoman's work up there. I mean, just what a great job they did. And you're going to hear the whole story and the timeline and everything coming up here in just a minute. But you know, if America can't see the enemies domestic that are a clear and present danger, really to our civilization, then I'm not really sure what they can see it all, if they can see anything. So we're going to air this entire press conference. But folks, please support us at InfoWars.com because we need your support. We are under mass censorship. And, you know, it's funny because I see all these different news outlets and they get all these breaking news reports. They get all these viral videos. And so many of the times I'm thinking, wow, we broke that a year ago, or wow, we broke that exact same thing a month ago. But see, we don't get the viral video. We don't get the cross promotion. No, we're Voldemort of news. We're not allowed to be named. Alex Jones isn't allowed to be named. But that's fine. We carry on. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that fuels the spaceship here, the Death Star to the globalist InfoWars. So InfoWarsStore.com. Check out some of the specials right now when you get two boxes or more of the brand new InfoWars Life protein bar at InfoWarsStore.com. You get 40% off. 40% off the brand new InfoWars Life protein bar at InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy two or more boxes, you've got 50% off BrainForce Plus when you buy it with TurboForce. 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth. Just go look at the ingredients in the Ultimate Bone Broth if you want to know why people love it so much. And then at InfoWarsStore.com, there's T-shirts, hats, emergency food supplies, water filters, air filters, toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, sunscreen, essential oils, CBD oils. The list just goes on and on and on. The InfoWars store is really huge now. And so we just ask you to support us. Fuel this ship at InfoWarsStore.com. And you have Alex's word that your support will launch InfoWars to the next level. Now, we're going to air the entire press conference now. We're also going to be getting an exclusive message from Roger Stone as He is meeting, I believe, with judges and lawyers today. He has a final statement. He's worried that they may gag him or even put him in jail. So we'll probably get a final exclusive statement from Roger, hoping that's not the case. By the way, Terrence Williams, a popular conservative comic, was in a very serious car accident last night. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. He's doing well. He does have a fractured neck, but he is speaking. And in a recent comment, he said, free Roger Stone. Now, without further ado, let's go to the Chicago Police Department press conference today addressing the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax.
Good morning, everyone. Before I get started on why we're here, you know, as I look out into the crowd, I just wish that the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident. But this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? The stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. Now, our city has problems. We know that. We have problems that have affected people from all walks of life, and we know that. But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. I'm also concerned about what this means moving forward for hate crimes. Now, of course, the Chicago Police Department will continue to investigate all reports of these types of incidents with the same amount of vigor that we did with this one. But my concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen. That said, Smollett was treated as a victim throughout this investigation until we received evidence that led detectives in another direction. I couldn't be more proud of the unrelenting detective work that went into this investigation. I couldn't be more proud of every investigator that played a part in it. The detective work that we saw in this case is indicative of the work that our detectives do every day in this city. This case in particular involved hours of video evidence, which when combined with old-fashioned police work, uncovered the truth. These detectives deserve all the credit in the world for carefully analyzing the leads and the evidence for weeks before coming to their conclusion. I'd also like to thank the FBI for their help in this investigation. The FBI's partnership with CPD has been pivotal in this particular case. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax press conference with the Chicago Police Department. Again, just great work by the Chicago Police Department, the FBI involved in that too. Folks, we have to think about all the angles here. Just remember, a few months before this happened, Kamala Harris passed legislation to ban lynching. Boy, a hate crime with a noose involved might have been the perfect way to get that through.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product contract I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
How deep does the Jussie Smollett fake hate crime hoax go, ladies and gentlemen? This is not the first time the left has staged a hate crime, and it won't be the last. In fact, there may be some ongoing staged hate crimes percolating right now. And as pointed out by a very popular account on Twitter, educating liberals, the Jussie Smollett case is what happens when the demand for racism is greater than the supply. Exactly. And when you're taught your whole life that you're the victim and you're not actually the victim, then you have to play the victim. And if you play the victim, you will become the victim. But how deep does the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax go? And is there, pun not intended, a tie into the Kamala Harris legislation to make lynching illegal and the fact that Smollett happened to have a noose around his neck? And I don't know, maybe there's some Democrats right now that are afraid of being hung for treason. And maybe that's why they wanted to ban lynching, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go back to the Chicago Police Department with their press conference addressing the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax.
I'd also like to thank the FBI for their help in this investigation. The FBI's partnership with CPD has been pivotal in this particular case. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did. I'll continue to pray for this troubled young man who resorted to both drastic and illegal tactics to gain attention. I'll also continue to pray for our city, asking that we can move forward from this and begin to heal. Now I'd like to call up Commander Edward Wadnicki, who personally led this patient and deliberate investigation, to walk everyone through how the Chicago Police Department arrived at this point.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Edward Wadnicki. I'm the commander of the Area Central Detective Division. I'm here to answer questions. Okay. The boss just corrected me. Please forgive me. I'm supposed to go through the timeline of our investigation.
It's okay.
So here's where we are. As you all know, on the early morning of February 29th at 2 o'clock in the morning, Jussie Smollett reported that he was the victim of a hate crime. Detectives responded to the incident and interviewed him eventually at Northwestern Hospital, where he reported to us that the two offenders yelled racial and homophobic and political statements at him and beat him, put a noose around his neck, and threw bleach on him, and then fled from the area. We learned at the time that Jussie was not hurt other than scratches on his face, maybe some bruising, but no broken ribs or serious injuries. So we started a full-scale investigation into this hate crime, a very serious crime anywhere. We quickly found two persons of interest on video that that we believed were the likely offenders in this case. We initially put out a seeking to identify, and we got this out in a community alert. We then started searching the area for video cameras and witnesses that could help us with our investigation. During that time frame, we interviewed over 100 individuals in a canvas of the area and a follow-up canvas as our investigation expanded. We located approximately 35 of our Chicago Police pod cameras in the area and in the areas that we determined these two persons of interest fled. We additionally found over 20 private sector cameras, and I got to say that was super useful in this investigation. The city came together to investigate and help the police with this crime. It was because of these pod cameras, our investment into technology in the city of Chicago, and the great assistance from the community in giving us those other cameras that led us to a really solid timeline of where our two persons of interest went. So, in short, we were able to track them initially forward. So after the crime, we were able to see that they fled in a particular direction and eventually got into a cab. Our investigators located that cab, interviewed the cab driver, got some video out of that cab, followed that cab using all of these surveillance cameras that are located throughout the city, the pod cameras, to an area up on the north side where they abruptly stopped the cab, got out, and walked on foot. Again, the community came together to provide us with security footage from their private cameras. So at that point, we then started tracking these two persons of interest backwards to where they came from. So we followed them walking around and eventually back to where they had gotten out of a cab. So that was another individual that we had to interview and another individual where we sought video. We continued to track that cab back to the point where the cab was tracked down by our two persons of interest in a rideshare car. We then followed up on the rideshare, and that was the lead that we needed in order to identify the two persons of interest. At that point, we had a real good timeline of where these two people went. We were able to put a name to both of these individuals, and it was at that time that we started looking at where they went right after this event. We tracked them to going to O'Hare Airport and jumping on a flight to Nigeria. Our investigation led us to determine that they had purchased a round-trip ticket with them returning to Chicago on the 13th, so approximately 2 weeks after the incident. So that gave us a couple of weeks to try to continue to follow up on any investigative lead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the press conference held by the Chicago Police Department in response to the arrest of Jussie Smollett, who is awaited in court right now. How high does this go? Does it stop with Jussie Smollett? Was he the mastermind of this? Were there other Democrats involved? How high does it go? How much do the Nigerians know? Is there an investigation ongoing? Yes. Yes, there is.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jussie Smollett got caught staging a false flag to blame President Trump and his supporters and white people. Because Jussie Smollett is a racist motivated by top racists like Obama and Kamala Harris. Now, Jussie Smollett is awaited in court. Is he going to tell the judge that the reason he staged this was because he was unhappy with his salary, which is being reported at $65,000 an episode? Better not lie to that judge, Jussie. Better not lie to that judge. We go back now to the Chicago Police Department press conference.
They had purchased a round-trip ticket with them returning to Chicago on the 13th. So approximately 2 weeks after the incident. So that gave us a couple of weeks to try to continue to follow up on any investigative lead, any investigative lead that would help us try to determine what happened in this incident. So while we were waiting for them to return, we executed over 50 search warrants and subpoenas, working with our partners in the state's attorney's office, phone records, social media records, and records on individuals to help us illuminate the likely facts that occurred in this event. So moving forward to the 13th, we had a team in place working with the FBI, Customs, and our partners out at the airport. Airport police helped us tremendously. And we were able to locate and identify these two individuals, these two persons of interest, when they entered back into the country at Customs. We took them into custody. We read them their rights, and they both initially asked for an attorney. They were brought to Area Central Detective Headquarters so that we could process them. And it was at that time that their attorney showed up. I think you've all seen her on the news the last couple of days. She came to us, and after speaking with these two people of interest, she said that something smelled fishy. She did not think that they were the offenders as were reported. She worked with us very, very closely to get to the point where she came to me and said, "You really need to talk to these guys. I'm going to allow them to give you a video interview with us present, and we're going to have you hear their story. They are not offenders. They're victims." It was at that time that this investigation started to spin in a completely new direction. You've heard some of the statements that their lawyer, Ms. Schmidt, has made, and it was at that time that we took the information that these two individuals provided to us, and we substantiated the timeline and the details that they gave to us in this interview. We were able to substantiate those things. We worked very, very closely with the state's attorney's office. We had been working very, very closely with the state's attorney's office for over a week at that point. And it was then on the 15th, Friday the 15th, after approximately 47 hours of them being in custody and hours of them meeting with us and telling us their story and documenting their story, did we release them without charging, and I classified them no longer as suspects or persons of interest and as witnesses. So as is typical with any investigation, one would typically lock these witnesses into a grand jury statement. Monday was a holiday, the 18th. Tuesday was the first day that we could attempt to do that. So we scheduled a appointment with the grand jury, working again very closely with the state's attorney's office in this. And as you know, at the last minute, Jesse's lawyers called and said that they had evidence to postpone the grand jury that they wanted to provide to us. It was at that time that they called us, and I met with them, with a team of our detectives, and essentially they gave us no new information. So I reported that back to the state's attorney's office, and it was at that time that we locked in both of these witnesses to the grand jury. I'm told they did an excellent job. And then the state's attorney's office approved charges against Jesse for the class 4 disorderly conduct false police report. We met with Jesse's attorneys, and we arranged for him to turn himself in. And as you all know, he turned himself in at 5 o'clock this morning in the First District in Chicago. Today at 1:30, Jesse will be going in front of a bond court judge, and the bond court hearing will be conducted at 26 in California.
Again? Well, it was uneventful. He showed up, of course, with his attorneys and a few other individuals, but it went smoothly. Because that's typically what we do. Once we believe that witnesses are valuable witnesses and credible, then we take them to the grand jury to lock their testimonies in. Yes. Well, a number of individuals. You know, we serve subpoenas and warrants, of course, on Mr. Smollett, his manager for phone records, the two people of interest that we had. And so we still have quite a few search warrants and subpoenas out there that we're waiting to come back. We didn't pull resources from any shootings or homicide investigations. The detectives that you see behind me basically work on different teams, which include property crimes and things of that nature. We don't have the exact numbers yet, but let me just tell you all this. Anytime a hate crime is reported in the city of Chicago, it gets the same attention. This didn't get any special attention. You all gave this more attention specifically than we do. We give every hate crime in this city the same amount of vigor, because there's no place for hatred in this city. And as I said in the very beginning, you know, I've lived in the city of Chicago my entire life. We just don't have any room for hatred in this city. And for somebody to use it for personal gain, it's shameful. Because what that does is take away the resources that we could be putting into other crimes. Say again? That's the FBI's investigation, so CPD doesn't comment on the FBI's investigation. We have the check that he used to pay them. So the $3,500 was for the two of them in total, and then $500 upon return. No, it took place right there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to conclude this press conference on the other side. And then, once that's concluded, we're going to break down the history of the left staging hate crimes. It goes all the way back to the 80s with Al Sharpton, ladies and gentlemen. And then compare the treatment that Roger Stone received to Jussie Smollett. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease? Disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, we go back to the Chicago Police Department press conference and conclude the press conference into or about the fake hate crime staged by Jussie Smollett.
So, Mr. Smollett is the one that orchestrated this crime. They became cooperating witnesses in the 47th hour of their 48-hour hold time. So now they are witnesses to what he did. So he has to be accountable for what he did. He orchestrated this. Well, I think that's a subject for another day, but of course, it's because of what he did that we had to invest all these resources. He hasn't made any statements at this time. No.
Folks, when you hear the dead air, that's just the press asking questions.
Kim Fox and I, you know, look, I'm a police superintendent. She's Cook County State's Attorney. So we talk almost every day about different cases. So the fact that she recused herself didn't impact the case at all. Say again? Listen, we have a great relationship with our federal partners, and we certainly need to have a good relationship with our state's attorney's office, which we did. So, again, you all have to remember that the erroneous rumors and innuendo that was put out there in the beginning was just that. This investigation didn't turn in the direction of Mr. Smollett being a defendant until the 47th hour that we had those two individuals in custody. So one more hour, we would have had to let them go. We may not be here today. So the state's attorney didn't drag anything. We needed to put the case together. These things take time. This isn't TV. Okay? This is real life. So it takes time.
Smollett learned that the hard way.
Well, who's to say the leaks came from us? Just because there are leaks out there doesn't necessarily mean it came from CPD. You know, I heard particular things that were out there that I knew was simply untrue. So it doesn't mean it came from the police department.
Did you have messages or other exchanges between the brothers and Justin?
We have the phone records that clearly indicate that they talked to each other quite a bit before the incident, after the incident, and while they were out of the country. Yes. Yes. You mean right after, like moments afterwards? Yeah, I just said. So we know that they talked at least an hour or so before the attack, an hour or so after the attack, and then while they were out of the country. We know that they were talking. I don't know if they were his first choice, but that's who ultimately did it. But we don't have any evidence to suggest that. That the brothers might be victims?
Boss, I think the fact that this was staged and that Jesse hired these two guys to stage this for his benefit and then spin this into a criminal investigation put them in a really tough spot as well, to the point where now they were arrested for a hate crime. And only because of just the incredible work by the entire team did we get to the point where we're able to get the truth from them. And now we are where we are today.
How much did they know, though? Did they know why this was faked? Or did they just think that this was some weird thing Jesse wanted them to do? How much did they know?
So,
or did they just look at it like a job?
One of the brothers worked on Empire, so they had a relationship, an association. So he probably knew that he needed somebody with some bulk, and he knew them. They had a previous relationship, so that's probably the only reason he chose them. I didn't see the entire thing. I saw a couple of parts of it, and to be quite honest, it's shameful. You know, because it painted this city that we all love and work hard in a negative connotation. You know, to insinuate and to stage a hate crime of that nature when he knew as a celebrity it would get a lot of attention is just despicable. You know, it makes you wonder what's going through someone's mind to do something like that. So, yeah, I saw a couple of parts of it, and I was angered by it, to be quite honest. Yeah. Well, you know what? That certainly helped, and you know, their counter information on that really pinpointed who they were. But who's to say whether or not we would have or not? You know, let me tell you this: these individuals you see standing behind me, the detectives in Chicago, in my opinion, are probably some of the best detectives in this country. So I have no doubt that they would have gotten to the bottom of this. You know, is that okay? Yeah, that's last call before closing.
Something doesn't add up.
Well, to be perfectly honest, from the very beginning, we had some questions about it. But as I said, we gave Mr. Smollett the benefit of the doubt all the way up until that 47th hour of the 48 hours we could hold those two individuals, because we just didn't have the total package to support that it was a hoax. So when you heard me coming out saying we are treating him like a victim, that was the truth, because at that time, that's what he was. And I think anybody that reports a crime deserves the Chicago Police Department to treat them in that fashion until we have solid evidence to prove otherwise. The way in the back. Well, you know what? They did it because of the financial aspect of it. Now, whether or not they knew the whole thing would go the way that it did, and I can tell you all with 100% certainty, the way that they carried this out, there was never a thought in their mind that we would be able to track them down, because these detectives, they put in intense work and just great work, and I cannot say how incredibly proud I am of them for the work that they put into it, but that's just an example of the work that they do every day that just goes unreported because it doesn't get the media attention that this particular case got. But it was financial gain. Last question. Well, he identified who those two individuals were. You know, we knew that then, but he didn't know that we knew. But, yeah, he helped us out when he identified them. Okay? That was after the rideshare account. Yes. Remember what day that was? Okay. No. That was the one piece. We have about, I would say, about 2 hours of footage back and forth, and those few minutes were not on. But again, we don't know. Yeah. Okay. Thank you all. Again. Well, that's at the 47th hour is when the two brothers decided, like the commander reiterated, that with the help of their lawyer, they decided to confess to the entirety of what the plot was.
Superintendent, you said you want Smollett to be held accountable. You said you want Smollett to be held accountable. I'm curious, what is justice in your eyes?
Absolute justice would be an apology to this city that he smeared, admitting what he did, and then be man enough to offer what he should offer up in terms of all the resources that were put into this. Thank you all.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, given everything that the left has lied about in the last 2 years to try to destroy Donald Trump, I think it's time to take seriously potential legislation that says if you're gonna try to charge someone with rape and you know that it didn't happen and we can prove that you know it didn't happen, if you're gonna charge someone with a hate crime that you set up and we can prove you set up, maybe it's time for you to face the same punishment that the person you falsely accused would have faced if they would have been found guilty. Just to protect actual victims of rape and hate crime, I think we should do that.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.